As a botanist, chemist, and inventor, George Washington Carver changed agriculture in the American South. But that's not what draws Kenneth Foster to Carver's story.
I've always been impressed with people throughout history who have accomplished great feats. And George Washington Carver is one of those guys. He faced a lot of trials in his life.
Foster, a Sebastopol resident, is a former paramedic, biologist, and chemical technician who's found a post-retirement career as a professional storyteller. And some of the tales he likes to relate are biographical episodes from the lives of personal heroes, like Carver. But learning the details of those personal histories well enough to find the stories takes a lot of study.
You really have to live with the person for a while. Think about all the research and the reading that you've done. And then you find the stories that are part of their life and then bring those to life.
George Washington Carver's story begins around 1864 when he was born a slave on a Missouri horse ranch. Kidnapped as a child, he was ransomed and returned, then raised by the ranch owners. At age 12, he set out to further his education, and after graduating from Iowa State, he was hired by the Tuskegee Institute, where he remained for 45 years. It was there, Foster says, that Carver applied his scientific training to the problems resulting from generations of monoculture, intensive cotton cultivation.
Cotton essentially ruined the soil. It was literally drying up and blowing away. There was no nitrogen left in the soil. Most of the nutrients were gone. It was just turned to dust. So Carver was looking for plants that would fix nitrogen, restore the nutrients to the soil. Sweet potatoes, cowpeas, peanuts, all fixed nitrogen in the soil.
Carver urged farmers to plant a third of their land with peanuts, another third with cotton, and leave the remainder fallow, then rotate that sequence through their lands from year to year.
He finally convinced a few farmers. They started to prosper. The neighbors saw that. They started doing it. Pretty soon it changed. And of course, then they were growing peanuts all over South. Nobody was buying them.
And that's when Carver plunged into the work for which he is best remembered today, creating literally hundreds of practical uses for peanuts and their byproducts.
Everything from shoe polish to paint, ink. He could make milk. He could make coffee, Worcestershire sauce, wood stains, ice cream. And pretty soon, all of these products started helping the South, turning the market around.
But Foster says it's his intention to have his listeners remember Carver even more for what he did with the fruits of his labors.
He always said, it didn't matter what clothes you wear or what car you drive or how much money you have in the bank. What really counts is how much service you do to others. In all of the products that he produced over 300 products from peanuts, 150 from sweet potatoes, and about 115 from cowpeas. He only had 3 patents, and he made no money on them. All of his work was to serve his fellow man.
It's a popular misconception that peanut butter was among the many uses for the plant that Carver invented, Foster adds, but that's not true. It was already being made when Carver began his new product trials. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.